The leaders in Koboko district, they put temporary closure to Busia market for 1 week as vendors failed to observe some of the standard operating procedures and also congestion, which they say can expose communities to risks of COVID-19 pandemic. Mawa James, the 83 chairperson of the sub-county, says the market has been closed from the normal operation on Wednesdays and Sundays as they keep monitoring the situation about the vendors.
It was the concern from the community where they have seen that people have been overflooding from the border point of South Sudan and even others so far come from the neighboring district. And they have requested kindly the local authorities to adjourn the market for a few days. They requested that this market should be temporary, be closed for like the 2 operational days, which is Wednesday and Sunday.
Captain Yahya Kakwaza, the resident district commissioner Koboko, says being at the border coupled with the historical relationships in culture, languages and also business relationships, people have continued to access the market through the porous borders, and this could put the district at risk.
Closing for 2 market days will be adequate for the management there to observe the SOPs, like especially spacing up, social distancing. More so when we have the threat from South Sudan, and that market has very many porous borders, and we're actually told that some of the traders come from as far as Yei to go in that market. So we cannot look on to see our people getting contaminated. If they don't adhere, then we shall close it completely.
He says due to the porous borders, people from the neighboring Yei in South Sudan and DR Congo have continued to access the markets during market days. And this, according to him, will put Uganda at risk, more especially seeing the increasing numbers in the neighboring countries.